Generation.
Again, Yashashvini. If one studies independently, one will be influenced by one's own material samskaras. How Guru tests one's own understanding of shastras?
What is the last part?
How Guru tests.
How what?
Test.
How Guru tests one's own understanding of shastras.
How what?
Gurudev tests.
Okay, catch it.
How Guru tests one's understanding of shastras. This is understood.
How Guru tests one's understanding of shastras.
One's own understanding of shastras.
One studies, that's interesting. One studies independently, one will be influenced by one's own intuition. How Guru tests with an understanding of shastra. The question is, if one is studying independently, what that statement you're reading is based on teaching from shastra, your question is based on shastra. The independent reading is, we're filtering our reading through our personal samskaras. That statement applies to a certain circumstance. You have to understand the intention of the author who wrote that statement, what's what it really means. Independent study of shastra means without having a guru. Means one who hasn't taken diksha, hasn't surrendered. Independent means independent of who? It doesn't mean studying alone in your room versus studying at the feet of the guru. It means studying without a guru. There's many people who don't take diksha. They say, I chant Hare Krishna mantra, I study Prabhupada's books, that's enough. I don't need a guru. I had a guru, he blooped, I don't believe in gurus anymore. I had three gurus, they blooped, I blooped, everybody blooped. I don't need a guru, I just read Prabhupada's books. And Hare Krishna, I'm good. That's called independent study. So one is studying books recommended by the guru under the sanction of the guru. How, that's the first point. Independent means it means without taking diksha, surrendering to guru and being guided by a guru which books to read. Now, practically speaking, in the Vaishnava society today. For every 10,000, there's hundreds of thousands of devotees all around the world, and none of them are sitting at the feet of a guru studying shastra. You can count 30 people are sitting in Sital Chai, ideal situation, studying shastra with an ideal guru in an ideal situation. 30 people out of hundreds of thousands, millions of devotees around the world. That's a great setup. So that means that 30 people will get bhakti, and another 10 million people studying books on their own, they're taking diksha, will not get bhakti. No, it's not like that. So how does the guru test? The guru doesn't have to test the disciple. The disciple tests himself. Madhurya Kadama is the test paper. And you read the Madhurya Kadama, they have some teachers, I was teaching high school one time, doing substitute teaching when I was a college student. I was doing substitute teaching high school because you got $100 a day. It was a lot of money in those days, 1969, 1970. But I had a free day, I would teach, make some money. So I had, you grade yourself. I would give test papers and say, grade yourself. So they would grade us, you first you take the test, then tell me what you did. I did 90, I did 80, 70, 60%, whatever. So this, you say, how does the guru test? The guru tests by telling you, test yourself by reading Madhurya Kadama. Have you crossed the Nartanivritti? Are you initiated? What are the symptoms? Has your study and your bhajan led you to develop the qualities of nishchita bhakti? Look at Madhurya Kadama and see. The guru is not sending out test papers to disciples. There's some quizzes. Chief Institute, because he's doing a proper, he's a proper guru, he's sending out quizzes. I get the quizzes I take every week. Sometimes I erase it and take it again. I answer too quickly. I don't even read all the way down. I just answer, oh, the answer is down there. I don't even go down the page. I say, oh, this is not fair. I knew the answer, but I answered it. So that's ideal, you know. But that's test, really, the real test is how much are you developing love for Krishna? And that really, no question-answer sheet's going to determine that. They determine the degree of your memory power. The degree of your, it's called reading comprehension. How well you read, how well you remember, answer questions. But that is not exactly a barometer or a measurement of how much love you have for Krishna. I don't accept that. So it says, in my definition, how the Guru tests devotee, how you're developing the 27 qualities of devotee, how you're developing your love for Krishna, which of course is shown by how much you are nishtha in bhakti, I have ruchi in bhakti, you have a sakti in bhakti, you have bhava in praying. That, the ultimate passing grade is praying. If you have praying, you pass the exam. You know, praying, the exam is death. How does the Guru test the disciple? At death. I give one exam to all my disciples, at death. So I'm training my disciples to pass there's one examination for my disciples. It's called Mrityu exam. Mrityu Shakshi exam. Witness of death. Shakshi means witness. Mrityu Shakshi exam. So the examination is death. Has my Guru prepared me for death? Will I pass the final exam? I can say I hope so. If my Guru has successfully taught me, I'll pass that exam. If my Guru maybe successfully taught me, but I didn't successfully learn. It's not only the Guru has to be perfect, the soul has to be perfect to get perfection. Hi, yes. Anything else?